Okay, we'll talk all things iPhones, just because I suppose so many people have them, and it's the most successful company in the world at the moment. It is. Jeff Cotramani was up at 4 a.m. this morning, and he was watching the show, the address by Tim Cook from Apple at Cupertino. It's all been done differently this year, mate, hasn't it, because of this COVID-19. Normally it's a room full of people going, yay, 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 yay. I suppose they probably had people social distancing today, but nowhere near the numbers of people from around the world would have gathered in Cupertino for the launch of these new phones.
Yeah, look, a very different morning for us this year. I mean, for me, doing it from home, it's always been virtually live-streamed anyway, but now they're essentially making it almost like a production where they're traveling around all of Apple Park, going to different speakers and things like that. But ultimately, we still got the event we expected, which was finally a new iPhone this year.
So they're calling it the iPhone 12, and they have four versions. As I understand it, they've got the Mini, the Mini-Me, the Normal, the Pro, and the Pro Max. What's the difference apart from, obviously, the Pro Max is the most expensive and the Mini's the cheapest?
Look, that is probably the best way to look at it, but essentially the Mini is smaller than any iPhone that we've seen in recent years, which has a screen size of 5.4 inches, but then it goes all the way up to the largest iPhone screen that we've ever seen, which is a 6.7-inch screen. So the 12 Pro Max is absolutely massive and certainly need big hands to use that, but for most people, getting the normal iPhone 12, 6.1-inch, so very similar to the iPhone 11 that you would see today, but a slightly different design around the outside. The biggest thing everyone will notice across all those models is they're all 5G enabled. So for those excited about the 5G network, you'll have it on the iPhone 12.
But I've got to say to you that every other phone company that you would buy a phone from at the moment, as in the smartphones, they've already got 5G on their phones, have they not?
Absolutely. Almost every manufacturer that I can think of has at least one phone on the market which is 5G ready. There's one that I'm testing from Google at the moment. It's called the Pixel 4a. It's less than $1,000 and it comes with 5G. So we have seen a lot of 5G phones already on the market at prices far less than the iPhone 12.
It's like putting out a new toaster and saying, and guess what, this toasts crumpets. It really is, isn't it?
Look, it's Apple's marketing machine here, that they can say that they've got a feature and it sounds like it's completely new and never been done before. It's just, their marketing machine is incredible.
Yeah, but I think we're getting to the stage now where we're not as stupid as we were maybe. We're not swallowing this BS from Apple. I mean, as I said, they're one of the last players on the market to come forward with a 5G phone.
They are, and this has always been a bit embarrassing when we talk, and we talk about what Apple's doing next, and we wonder when the next innovative thing is going to come. I feel like they continue to play catch-up. The biggest thing that they've done that no one else has ever done before this year is they're removing things from the box. Now, you can buy a phone today for $100 and it will come with the charger. It will usually come with a pair of headphones as well. Apple is now removing the charger and the headphones from every iPhone that's sold from today onwards.
What?
That's right. So if you're looking for somewhere to plug in your brand new $1,200 or $2,500 iPhone 12, you'll get the cord, but you won't have the bricks. So the part that goes into the PowerPoint, that won't be there. And if you need a pair of headphones, you'll need to buy them. Apple's seeing this as an environmental move, trying to be a bit more green.
Yes.
But to be honest, this is an amazing cost saving from Apple because, yes, it's less produced and put in the box, but the box itself will be thinner so they can ship them for far less price because you can fit more on a pallet and so on. So there's savings there, but then across the board, we've seen an increase in iPhone prices this year. So they've taken stuff out and charging us more for it.
So using the toaster as an example now, hey, what a great idea. We'll sell this new toaster, we'll promote the fact that it can cook crumpets, but we won't put in a cord. They'll have to buy the cord themselves.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, we're not talking about supplying the bread here. That's a separate issue. This is the actual power cord. So when you get the box home, you'll be looking for somewhere to plug it in, and Apple assumes that you've already got a charging brick ready to go because you may already be a customer of theirs or something like that, but you know, anybody else, you'll be adding that to your purchase.
So no earphones. If you want earphones, you'll have to go and spend a couple of $100 and buy some earphones if you're going to stay in the Apple environment. No charger. What's a new charger? What's the thing you plug into the PowerPoint with? What do you pay for one of those?
So Apple has already listed that on their website. The replacement brick, which looks like the one from last year, is $29.
Surprise, surprise.
Add that to your $1,200 price. But from a headphones point of view, it gets interesting too, because years ago, Apple removed the normal headphone jack and they forced us to use their special lightning port. So if you want wired headphones that plug into the phone itself, you'll need to buy special Apple ones. But otherwise, go Bluetooth and at least you can take them to another phone later on.
Well, you can, and I suppose if you buy Bluetooth, you're not stuck using, you know, the Apple environment whereby you've got to pay more for less.
Exactly, and I think anybody buying headphones today, try and look at a brand that's not, you know, associated to a particular phone.
But can I ask you, if you do that, if you go and buy yourself a set of earbuds or something like that, and it's if you're using an iPhone and you're in the Apple environment, and they're not Apple ones, do they work the same with the Siri and all that sort of stuff or not?
Generally, they do. So, I mean, I'm testing headphones almost on a daily basis, whether it's Jabra, Bose, Sennheiser and others. Across the range, you'll find that they're really compatible, especially for activating your voice assistants and things like that. Whether you're using an iPhone or an Android device, I chop and change a lot, but I usually keep the headphones the same sometimes. So it doesn't matter what phone I'm using, they tend to work well.
What are the best earbuds that you've tested that really do the noise cancellation? What are the best brand that you've used?
Well, honestly, one of the best, I know we're talking about Apple here, but one of the best noise cancellation buds are the AirPods Pro. I think they are actually fantastic. But if you don't have an iPhone, you need to be looking at other options. And in that case, Bose does a very good job with their noise cancellation buds, as well as Sennheiser. I think they're worth checking out. And Jabra has also just announced a model that's coming to market next month that is going to do the same job, but probably for a bit less money.
So, apart from 5G, no headphones, no cord, what's new in this phone? Why would I rush out and spend nearly $2,000 and buy one?
Look, I think this is for somebody who's perhaps on an iPhone 8 or maybe an iPhone 10 that's getting a little bit worse for wear and they're desperate for an upgrade. It will be a noticeable difference from those model phones. I spoke to some people today who told me they had an iPhone 11 and were considering upgrading, and I couldn't believe it that they would even think of doing that after 1 year. People should be holding onto their phones for at least 3 years at this point. That's when you actually see the difference or feel the difference. Apple has upgraded the cameras. They have upgraded the screen. Battery life wasn't actually spoken about in this event. So we know that it will do some nicer things, but if you're going year by year, you're not going to notice the upgrades anymore. The days that we used to notice that have completely gone past us from Apple now.
Jeff, what about the screen? Apparently, are they using a different screen, a different glass, so that it won't crack or break if you drop the phone this time around?
Yeah, so that works with a company called Corning, and Corning provide phone screens to almost every phone manufacturer now. And they produced a new display which is using ceramic, with that Apple believe you could drop at a distance 4 times greater than you could before, and it would still keep the screen intact and it won't actually crack. So if you are somebody who's got slippery fingers or you've been known to drop your phone from time to time, Apple's not saying it's indestructible or offering any sort of warranty around it, but they do believe it's now a stronger screen.
Righto. And just quick, I've got about 60 seconds. There was a new, a smaller version of their HomePod. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, so the HomePod Mini essentially is a smaller version of the original HomePod announced 2 years ago. It's been a bit of a failure in the market, to be honest, compared to other smart speakers, but now that they're offering one at $149, I think Apple thinks that they're going to get more adoption. It's basically Siri on a speaker, so something that you can keep in the kitchen, ask those questions to Siri, anything about your day, and it will tell you about the weather. It doesn't support all music streaming services, though, so if you're a Spotify customer, this probably isn't a product for you. This is for somebody who's in the Apple ecosystem and just wants that extension of the Apple world.
All in all, you could have stayed in bed.
I probably could have, and I'd probably be much more alert at the moment.
All right, mate. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate your time, mate. Good to talk to you. That's Jeff Quattromardi, and he's our tech guy. He's the guy we usually talk to about all things tech. So what a disappointment that was, eh? Why do they bother?